Okay, so disruption to business on Sligo's High Street continues with claims that despite long-awaited demolition works taking place, it's worse than ever. Now, just to remind you, at the start of the summer, Sligo County Council took a decision to serve legal notice on the owners of a number of derelict buildings on the street, instructing the owners to demolish the structures. And then back in June, there was a general welcome from traders there on High Street for the decision to demolish the derelict buildings. But there's still problems on High Street and work is still ongoing. Rosaline Dunan of Like New Cleaners on High Street joins us now. Good morning, Rosaline. How are you?
Good morning, Catherine. I cannot believe I'm back again from Like New talking to you about the saga of High Street. It's unreal. You couldn't write the script around this. And it's so, so serious. I mean, it is now much, much worse situation than it was when I first spoke to you on Ocean FM. You're correct in what you're after stating, that the council, and we were so thrilled, the council on the 31st of May informed us that they had served a demolition notice on the owners. Now, my understanding is that a demolition notice has to be acted upon within 21 days. Mm-hmm. So, again, it was great celebration on the street when finally, on the 4th of June, which was only a couple of days after the 31st of May, a couple of days later, bank holiday weekend, and on the Tuesday morning, the demolition company arrived on the street, and we were all delighted, and we were told that 4 weeks for demolition, which was reasonable, and I think I was spoken Ocean about that, and thought, you know, people were complaining that it was a very long time for the demolition process, but it's a massive demolition,
of
you
course,
know,
yeah.
Five buildings, so we were happy to go along with that. And then, Catherine, everything was going great. And then at the end of June, before the 4 weeks were up, the demolition company disappeared. And the street was left in a worse state because instead of it being the sites being properly closed off with hoarding, it is now closed off and half the street taken over with construction gates, if you like, for construction hoarding, which is quite different. And it leaves the site full of rubble. Absolutely. I can't understand why the rubble hasn't been taken away. Full of rubble from the three houses that were demolished. There were three buildings demolished at that particular time. Number, I think it was 7, 8 and 9 High Street have been demolished, but the rubble is left there. And the street is closed off. But I think the site is even more dangerous now because it would be so easy for any, you know, youngsters that might be on hijinks that want to go in on the site, you know, because there's only two little strings holding the hoarding together at the corner of the lower building. And, you know, like, I mean, that in itself is hugely dangerous. Also, the chimney on number, and I'm standing looking at this as I'm speaking to you, so it's accurate what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The chimney on number 6 High Street, which is the next building, two buildings to come down, is very precarious looking. And needless to say, with all the demolition that took place on the site, it undermines the remaining buildings, making them even more dangerous. So I just, and I cannot, Catherine, for the life of me, understand how this has taken place. Because my understanding would be that Sligo County Council would have been responsible to make sure that there was a method statement for the demolition and also a safety statement. And they wouldn't have left the owners and demolition crew to go in on the site until they knew that they were going to be in a position to complete the works. Because when we inquired why had it not been completed, we were told that there was steel required for the shoring up of the remainder of the buildings that would be left. Now, anybody, you wouldn't have to be a very experienced engineer to know well that steel would have been required, of course, to make the rest of the buildings on the street safe. Because the steel hoarding the buildings on the upper side of the street. So how anybody would go in on the site to start the demolition without having that steel in place is incredulous. I just don't understand how that can happen. And also, I don't understand how the council could have allowed that to happen. Because at the end of the day, the council are the people responsible, the the senior executive officer in the council or the county manager as we used to know them, is responsible for the safety and for the streets. You know, like, yeah, it's to me, like, it's an accident still waiting to happen. Because even, I know it's, the site is danger, keep out, and looking at demolition work in progress. But you know what, you know, people are like, you know, and if there was any badly hurt, or if that chimney comes down, like, you know, it's I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't understand how it could have ended up like this. Now we were told that the works will be completed and the streets will be reopened on August the 16th. But should today is the 8th, nothing has started, nothing, and all this rubble has to be completed before the other buildings are knocked down and before they can shoring up the remaining buildings. That won't be done in the next 5 working days from next week. So what is going on? I just would love to know the answer to that. They're 6 weeks off the site now, and it's worse than ever.
So, yeah, so you said at the start that the demolition company have disappeared. Are you saying that they haven't been on site then for six weeks?
Yeah, they haven't been on site since the end of June. And we've been told it's because of a hold-up with steel. But just the steel, they shouldn't have been allowed in on the site until they had everything in place for to complete the demolition. So it's worse now. You know, it's not a stretch of the imagination to know that it's worse now than when it was when they moved in first, you know.
And three buildings have been demolished, and there's five altogether, isn't there,
so two more
need to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before this deadline of Friday the 16th, which is this day week. Right.
Yeah. And like, we're a long way away from 21 days, you know, but maybe that's commencement of demolition. I don't know. But the council should have insisted on a completion date, and a completion date that they could deliver on. You know, like, I mean, how can you start something when you don't know how you're going to get it finished? And I'm just looking at a truck going down the street now, just about enough room for it to get down. There was consternation last Friday here in the street. The Gardaí had to be called in because it says on just opposite the hoarding, loading bay. That means that people are supposed to be able to stop on that loading bay to deliver goods. But obviously, there was somebody stopped where they were rightfully entitled to stop on the loading bay, and. It backed up all the traffic. It was 35 minutes later before people got moving on the street. I mean, what's that about? How could you do business? How can you do business in a street that has at the top of the street business as usual? Immediately, you know there's something going on down the street. So, you know, it stops people from coming into the street. And it's inhibiting our businesses.
Yeah,
you know, and the residents of the street as well. You know, people live on this street. You know, and there's no end in sight. Like, I mean, you listen to these dates being thrown out. Oh, it'll be finished 4 weeks' time. Then it'll be finished on the 16th of August. And you know, when you're talking to somebody telling you that it would be an impossibility now to have it finished on the 16th of August. So when? Or does somebody have to get hurt first? Is that, you know, like, we're back to this thing again? But there's two elements to this. The disruption of the street, which is absolutely unacceptable to ratepayers. I'm paying my rates. Like, I've only, like new dry cleaners, is a small business.
Yeah.
And I am struggling, and I'm paying €3,000 a year rate. Do I not expect a little bit more from the county council that I'm paying the rates to? And as I said, the two issues are the disruption to the free movement of the residents
traffic.
And the traffic,
yeah.
and but also the safety. There is a safety issue. I mean, I know if I was a safety officer and I saw this hoarding, the way it's secured and the way it would be so easy, all I'd have to do is pull two little strings and I'd be in on the site. Now, having said that, I would be trespassing. And of course, the sign tells me to keep out. But, you know, I don't know, Catherine. Well, at this stage, I am absolutely, every resident and every trader on this street, we just don't know where to turn. We don't know. We don't hear anything from, you know, people that should be representing us, like particularly the Chamber of Commerce, BID, all of these organisations, and nobody is, it's as if the street has been totally forgotten. The finest street in the town 20 years ago.
Yeah, because let's just remind our listeners, I mean, you sound completely disheartened, Rosaline, because this saga has been going on since 2008. You've had light at the end of the tunnel earlier this summer.
We were delighted.
And you thought that the job would be done by now. And the reason why we got in touch with yourself is because we had a couple of calls that were highlighting the fact that the safety measures that are in place now are actually even taking up more of the road than they were before the demolition started taking place.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that had to be because...
Well, of course,
you know, it had to be the safety of the demolition. It needed to take up more of the street. But when you walk off, that was for 4 weeks. We were prepared to live with that for four weeks because, you know, you have to be reasonable in these situations. But that's now... That date has gone by since the 30th of June. And we're more... And you're like, if they were still working on it, you know, you'd have some hope.
Of course, there was a light
at the end of the tunnel. But now, you know, I'm just looking at a completely closed-off site where cars are manoeuvring their way around it. And then, of course, you see people have to cross over the street because they can't walk and they don't have access to that footpath. So, I mean, there's a risk of that for older people as well. And there's no pedestrian crossing on this street. There's endless layers to this. You're absolutely right, Catherine, there is. And it's not about me. Yes, of course my business is suffering and I am being prevented from carrying out my business in the way I would want to. But it's more about the Sligo, the people of Sligo, you know, and our streetscape. Like, that demolition is huge. You're taking away probably a third of that street. You know, so it's a big demolition. It needed a lot of planning. It, you know, did it get that level of planning? Well, telling me that, you know, I cannot accept that you could go in to do a job like this and not know that you needed steel in order and not have that in place before. And the council that would allow a demolition company or an owner to go in on a site in those circumstances is... mind-boggling.
Well, we don't know the full ins and outs of that, but what we do know,
we definitely don't.
You said earlier in the summer that since January that your business was down by 70%. I presume that is also worse than it was.
Well, it remains the same. Now, I have to say, and I would like to take the opportunity also to thank the people of Sligo for continuing to support us at Light New. Like, our loyal customers are still making a huge effort to come into us, like telling us they've had to go around 2 and 3 times to get into the shop just to drop off their items. And like, and another customer was given their parking ticket just for the few minutes she was in delivering the items. And I have had several parking tickets, but what can I do? I have to get in and out of my premises. Yeah. Nothing I can do about it. Like, I mean, I park in the market yard to get in. I've had two parking tickets. And yeah, I accept that. What can I have to get into my premises. You know, like, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy ridiculous.
Well, Rosaline, we did reach out to the council ourselves yesterday, right? And the latest update is similar to what you've been saying. So the council received an update from the owner of the properties was that all demolition works would be completed by Friday, the 16th of August, which is this day week. The council has also asked the owner for confirmation of that commitment and they'll advise if there's any changes in due course.
So I would suggest that you keep following up on that because it would be physically impossible at this stage.
And then they also say, Rosaline, right, that the council anticipates that the roadway, including parking spaces, will be fully reinstated during the week commencing the 19th of August.
Well, it will definitely, and I will be thrilled, and I'll be the first of the on to thank everybody if they can make that happen. But I do not, at this point, as I'm standing, looking at what has to be, the works that have to be completed, and judging also by the length of time it took to take down the three buildings, and they didn't even have to shore up very much shoring up on the other buildings because that steel was already in place from 18 years ago. So when I look at it, I would think that even to complete even the works to before open the street, if the start at this very minute, you're still talking about well into September. So, but I have to accept what the councillor is saying. I have no choice. But have I the confidence that this is going to happen? No, not at this point in time. No, I haven't. And I did, and I didn't come on air because I had the date of the 16th. The council had informed us a few weeks ago that it would be August the 16th, and we accepted that date. But when I saw that there was no works that's taken place this week, I'm not confident. And as you say, I don't know the whole background to it, but I would like to know what the council have been doing. I don't know whether the department are keeping an eye on this, the Department of Environment are keeping an eye on this or not, but I would be suggesting that they also should be investigating this and seeing what's happening. And I would definitely call at this point on the county manager to get involved and get it sorted. Like, I mean, surely the council must have within their armour of tools to insist and make sure that this is completed in a timely manner, which it hasn't been. So, Catherine, what can I say? I am, you probably hear it in my voice, I am exercised about it.
We live
and work on this street. And we're faced with it every day. And the other thing is, Catherine, the dust coming off it. We've been very lucky, plenty of rain and dry over the last few weeks. But any day that, is dry, the dust coming off the rubble that has been left on the site is, I can imagine what it's like for us in the dry cleaners and having dust coming in the door.
Yeah,
that's not funny, it's really isn't. And I do appreciate everything that the media have done for us in terms of following up on this and keeping it in the limelight, and that's really important. So I acknowledge that.
We'll continue to do that.
And what other avenue do we have? I have better things to be doing than talking on the radio on a Friday morning. But at the same time, this is so important to us,
Of course.
And again, as I said, Catherine, I do want to say that to all the customers of Lightning Dry Clearers and all the customers of High Street, thank you for supporting us. We are struggling, but with your support, we will survive this. And we appreciate them making the effort to come into the street, despite how difficult it is, Imagine charging for parking on a street that's half closed, You have to mind that. They moved the parking meter, like within days, we're able to do that. The council aren't affected by, their revenue isn't affected by this, but our businesses are really, really badly affected. And of course the residents, you can't forget them. People have a right to privacy and have a right, to a street that looks good. That's the way it used to be.